Mario Draghi is the man with the plan to pull Italy out of its COVID-induced economic crisis. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. 2 weeks after accepting the job as Italy's prime minister, Mario Draghi today unveiled how his new government will tackle the pandemic, which caused nearly 450,000 job losses and one of the biggest economic contractions in the Eurozone. The former European Central Bank chief, who was sworn in on Saturday, prioritized taking care of those suffering now and those who have lost jobs or been forced to close their businesses.
The main duty to which we are called, all of us, and me first of all as Prime Minister, is to fight the pandemic with all means and to safeguard the lives of our fellow citizens. The government will make reforms, but it will also deal with the emergency.
During the 2008 financial crisis, as ECB president, Mr. Draghi vowed to do whatever it takes to save the euro from collapse. And today, the BBC's Mark Lowen says the Prime Minister hearkened back to that pledge.
He said the words, ci impegniamo a fare di tutto, which means we will take it upon ourselves to do everything. He outlined a very broad and very ambitious policy agenda to reform public administration, to reform taxation, to try to achieve gender parity, to invest in the south of Italy. He talked specifically in terms of the vaccination program. We should be vaccinating, he said, not just in vaccinations centres, but also in more locations.
The European Union has allocated $240 billion in economic recovery funds to Italy. How does Mario Draghi plan to distribute that?
He talked about how Italy needs to spend that in a responsible way, very much focused toward digitalization and environmental transformation.
These plans are sometimes only as good as the support that they receive. So does it look like Parliament will back him in some of these reforms that he has outlined today?
He's likely to get a large majority of MPs, both in the upper and lower house, to approve him in a confidence vote. And I thought it was very interesting that he placed a lot of emphasis on his government being pro-European and pro-Eurozone. This, Mario Draghi said, is a government that is making a very, very pro-European, pro-NATO, pro-transatlantic alliance. That was kind of warning, I think, to elements within the coalition that, you know, if they start being sort of anti-Euro, anti-European, they're out.
An ambitious agenda there in Italy. The BBC's Mark Lowen for us in Rome. Thanks so much for your time.
A pleasure, Victoria.
Checking the numbers now, Italy's benchmark share index is down 0.4% today amid a broad decline in European shares. In China, with travel still restricted for Lunar New Year, families have turned to their local movie theaters for entertainment. That's helped boost shares of companies like IMAX China and Alibaba, which rose 0.4% and 1% respectively in Hong Kong today. Sausage rolls, or flaky pastry wrapped around a sausage link, are a snacking staple in this country. In fact, pork is a staple of many diets here. British people buy nearly $7 billion worth of it every year. But a perfect storm is brewing with an ongoing Brexit paperwork backlog for exports and the pandemic, which is causing a shortage of workers. That's meant 100,000 animals in the UK have been unable to enter the food chain, as the BBC's Lindsay Smith told me.
These animals are stuck on the farm, and it's causing a real problem because the farmers can't stop them eating and they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You may think that's a good thing because surely a bigger pig means more sausages, more meat, they would get paid more for it, but absolutely not. If the animals exceed a certain weight or a certain size, then often the farmers just simply don't get paid for them. They're penalised, and that's because, really brutally, they don't fit into the braces in the abattoirs, and the cuts of the meat don't fit into the packets that the supermarket wants. So this is putting real financial pressure on the farmers. Not only are they having to keep feeding these animals, but they won't get paid for them either.
This has all meant that imports from the European Union are actually going up here in the UK, which might sound a little bit counterintuitive considering we just had Brexit and a lot of people thought this might give more advantage to British producers in the UK.
It's absolutely driving many of the farmers and the industry experts absolutely crazy because the supermarkets don't want any disruption for their customers and they want their shelves, their fridges to simply be full of pork products. And if they can't get the British pork through because of those delays at the abattoirs and the processing houses, they're simply importing more. And the complaints that the industry experts have is that that's all too easy. The British ports are allowing foodstuffs through very, very easily to basically help us through a pandemic, but the European ports are imposing lots of paperwork checks and lots of, the industry experts would say, red tape. So for farmers, they can't get it into the British markets and they can't get it out. And that means that the supermarkets are simply buying more European pork.
And you have obviously been speaking to lots of farmers in the northeastern part of England. How are they dealing with all this? And what does it mean for the survival of their businesses?
Well, yes, you talk about the northeast of England, and that's really a hotspot for pig farming in the UK. About a third of all pigs in the UK are in the northeast of England, or in Yorkshire and the Humber. And some of them say they simply can't carry on operating at a loss for much longer. Some of them, some of the smaller family businesses say they simply won't survive. Farms are just about coping. But obviously, sooner or later, if this carries on, it will become an animal welfare issue, because you've got more and more animals in small spaces and they're still having to bring the young pigs in to continue their pork throughout the months. So this will become an animal welfare issue sooner or later.
What a situation. So what is the government doing? What has the government said? Are they thinking about providing any kind of support to these farmers?
Well, we spoke to them and they released a statement in which they said farmers always knew that there would be potential delays because of Brexit. And farmers don't debate that. They all know that this was coming. They just didn't expect it to happen at the same time as a global pandemic. And the government say that they are helping farmers and industry experts explore new markets outside of the EU for their pork products. The problem is that many of them are telling us, a lot of them are really hitting closed doors with the likes of China, which are great open markets for pork.
The BBC's Lindsay Smith, thanks for breaking this down for us.
Thank you.
Finally, Japan's Olympics minister has been chosen as the preferred candidate to lead the Tokyo Olympics organizing committee. That's after its former leader stepped down following his assertion women spoke too much in meetings. Seiko Hashimoto is a former Olympic speed skater herself and has served as minister for gender equality. It's unclear yet whether she will accept the job. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.